All right, let's jump right in. Today, we're taking a deep dive into on-chain analysis. It's like we're going to X-ray the crypto market, see what's really happening beneath the surface.
Yeah.
We'll be using this awesome guide from Bloom Academy to go way beyond just looking at price charts.
Right, right.
Instead, we'll learn how to use the data buried within the blockchain itself.
That's where the real insights are.
Yeah, to make smarter crypto decisions.
Absolutely.
So before we get too far, what exactly is on-chain data?
Well, think of it this way.
Okay.
Every time someone buys, sells, or transfers cryptocurrency, it leaves a permanent record, right, on the blockchain.
Okay.
Like a public ledger, totally transparent.
Oh, wow. So anyone can see that.
Anyone can see it. We can use that information, all those receipts of transactions, to see trends even before they go mainstream.
That's wild. It's like having a secret window into how crypto really works.
Exactly. And you know what? We can actually see those transactions.
Oh, really?
With platforms like Etherscan and Bscan.
Okay. These are called block explorers.
Got it.
They let you look at the blockchain data directly.
So it's not just like, oh, someone bought a pizza with Bitcoin. We're talking about seeing major moves, right?
Major moves. Big players, the whales.
Ah, the whales. Yeah. This is getting interesting.
It is. And that's just one piece of it.
Really?
On-chain analysis can tell you way more about a crypto.
Okay.
And just who's buying and selling.
So Bloom Academy mentioned early warning signals.
Right.
Can you give us an example of how that actually works?
Sure. Let's say you see a ton of activity on a coin that's been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
New wallets popping up, transaction volume going through the roof.
Okay. So that sounds good. Right. Like the coin's finally taking off.
You might think that.
Yeah.
But on-chain analysis could tell a different story.
Uh-oh. What kind of story?
Well, you might find out that just a few wallets are behind all that action.
Okay. They're
creating new wallets,
right,
trading back and forth, pumping up the price.
Like artificially. A classic pump and dump scheme.
Wow. So on-chain analysis can help you spot that before it's too late?
Exactly. It gives you that extra level of awareness so you can make better decisions.
So we're not just following price charts blindly anymore.
Yep.
We're using real data from the blockchain to understand what's driving the market.
Exactly. It's like, traditional analysis might tell you a car is speeding.
Okay.
But on-chain analysis, it pops the hood, shows you what's making the engine run.
Love that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm ready to dig in.
Right.
What are some key on-chain metrics we should be watching?
Well, a good place to start is active addresses.
Okay, active addresses.
This tells us how many wallets are actually being used D on a daily basis.
So not just how many exist, but how many are like alive and active.
Exactly. More active addresses can mean growing interest in a cryptocurrency.
Got it.
Then there's transaction volume.
Okay, so how much buying and selling is happening?
Exactly. It shows the overall engagement level, whether demand is up or down.
So even if the price is dipping, high transaction volume could be a good sign.
Could be. It shows people are still actively using the crypto.
Okay. Okay, what else should we be watching?
Supply distribution is important.
Supply distribution. What's that?
This tells us who's holding the coins.
Okay.
Ideally, you want to see a lot of different people holding the crypto.
Ah, so it's not concentrated in just a few hands.
Right. A well-distributed supply is good. It means things are more decentralized.
Okay, decentralized. So no one person has too much control.
Exactly.
What if most of the coins are held by just a few big players, those whales we talked about?
Well, that's a warning sign.
How so?
Because they could manipulate the market, potentially.
Got it. So we want to see a healthy spread of ownership, not just a few whales calling the shots.
Precisely. Now, one more important metric, total value locked, or TVL.
TVL.
Wow. Think of this as money that's locked up in smart contracts and decentralized applications, or dApps. Oh. A high TVL generally means people are really using and investing in that blockchain ecosystem.
So they're putting their money where their mouth is, basically.
Yeah, it shows confidence in the platform.
It's like seeing how much money is flowing into that particular blockchain network.
Exactly. A good indicator of overall health and adoption.
Wow, we've covered so much already.
We have.
It's amazing how much you can learn from just these four key metrics.
And we're just getting started.
I can't wait to dive deeper. But before we do, how does on-chain analysis compare to like traditional methods?
Oh, the question.
Like technical analysis and fundamental analysis.
Right. Well, technical analysis is all about charts and patterns.
Yeah, trying to predict future price movements.
Exactly.
But on-chain data gives you the why behind those movements.
Precisely. Let's say you see a big price jump on a Bitcoin chart.
Okay.
Technical analysis might say, oh, it's going to keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
But on-chain data can tell you if that jump is driven by real buying pressure.
Ah, so you can see if it's genuine or just hype.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, fundamental analysis is all about a project's underlying value.
Right, like its team, technology, use cases.
Exactly. But even the best project can fail if people don't actually use it.
Oh.
On-chain data shows you if people are putting their money where their mouth is.
So it's like checking the pulse of the project, seeing if it's actually alive and kicking.
Yeah. And if the on-chain activity is weak, even if the fundamentals look good.
That's a red flag.
Big red flag. It's starting to make sense, right?
It really is. On-chain analysis is like shining a light on the hidden corners of the crypto market.
You got it.
Revealing things you'd never see with traditional methods alone.
We're just scratching the surface here.
I'm excited to go deeper. But how can someone actually start using on-chain analysis?
Well, don't worry.
Okay.
It's not as complicated as it sounds.
Okay, good.
There are some great platforms that make it easy, even for beginners.
Okay, like what?
Remember those names Blum Academy mentioned?
Yeah.
Glassnode, CryptoQuant, Dune Analytics.
Okay.
Nansen, Santiment.
All right, so those make it easy to access the data.
Exactly. A good starting point is to focus on those four key metrics we talked about.
Right. Active addresses, transaction volume, TVL, and supply distribution.
Yep. Pick a cryptocurrency you're interested in and start exploring.
Okay.
Look for trends, patterns, see what story the data is telling you.
It's like learning the basic vocabulary before writing a novel.
Exactly. And remember, consistency is key.
So I got to check these metrics regularly.
Regularly. On-chain data is constantly changing. It's a flowing stream of information.
Wow. So the more you engage with it, the better you'll understand what it's saying.
Exactly. You'll start to see the nuances, the stories behind the numbers.
This is so cool. We've gone from on-chain what? To feeling like we have a whole new set of tools.
Yeah. You're starting to speak the language of the blockchain.
I love it. But let's get practical.
Okay.
We talked about Bitcoin flows earlier.
Right, right.
Can you give us a concrete example of how that metric can give us actionable insights?
Sure. Imagine you see a huge amount of Bitcoin moving from private wallets into exchanges.
Hmm. So people are getting ready to sell, potentially.
Could be. Especially if other on-chain metrics are flashing warning signs, too.
It's like watching the tide turn. Suddenly, everyone's heading for the exits.
Exactly. But the opposite is true as well.
Okay.
If you see large volumes of Bitcoin moving OUT of exchanges.
And into private wallets.
That could be a very bullish signal.
So people are HO dealing, holding long term. They believe in Bitcoin's future.
Exactly. It's powerful stuff.
It really is. Like watching the collective sentiment of the market shift before your eyes.
You're getting it. On-chain analysis gives you that real-time glimpse into the minds of traders and investors.
But before we get too excited,
yeah.
There are potential pitfalls right there.
Yeah.
What should we be cautious of when using on-chain data?
That's a great question. And we'll dive into those pitfalls in the next part of this episode.
Ooh, can't wait. We'll be back soon to explore those on-chain traps.
It's gonna be good.
Stay tuned. Wow, that last part was incredible.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So we learned about those key on-chain metrics like active addresses and transaction volume.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned there are even more advanced on-chain concepts.
Oh yeah, we're just getting started.
Okay, I'm ready to level up. Where do we go from here?
Well, we can dive into some really cool metrics.
Okay.
That reveal even more about market sentiment and how investors are behaving.
All right, bring it on. What's first?
Let's talk about exchange flows.
Exchange flows.
Okay. We touched on this with the Bitcoin example.
Right, right.
But it's worth going deeper. Mm. Remember, we can actually track the flow of coins
yeah.
in and out of exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives us a sense of the overall market sentiment.
So if there are big inflows into exchanges, yeah. that could mean people are about to sell, right?
Exactly. Potentially putting downward pressure on the price.
And the opposite is true, too.
Yeah.
If coins are flowing OUT of exchanges.
Yeah.
Into private wallets.
It could mean accumulation is happening.
Ah, so people are holding on to their crypto, maybe expecting the price to go up.
Precisely. They're taking their coins off the market.
It's like we can see the smart money moving.
You got it. Oh. Now let's talk about a metric that shows long-term holder conviction.
Oh, okay.
It's called HODL waves.
HODL waves. What is it? Some kind of crypto chart formation?
Haha. Not exactly.
Okay.
But it does show how long people have been holding on to their Bitcoin.
Hmm, interesting.
It breaks down the Bitcoin supply by when those coins last moved.
Ah, so if a lot of Bitcoin hasn't moved in like a year or more,
mm-hmm.
that means people are HODLing, right, for the long haul.
You got it. a lot of HODL Bitcoin is a good sign.
Okay.
It means people believe in its long-term value.
So it's like a sign of confidence, even when the market is volatile.
Exactly. Now, let's switch gears a bit and talk about a metric that's really important for the DeFi ecosystem.
Right.
Stablecoin flows.
Stablecoin flows. So stablecoins are those cryptocurrencies that are pegged to the U.S. dollar.
Right. They're designed to be more, well, stable.
Yeah, amidst all the crypto chaos.
Exactly. And tracking how they move on chain can be really insightful.
Okay. So how do we do that?
Well, we can monitor the supply of stablecoins on exchanges.
Hmm. Why would we want to do that?
Let's say you see a huge influx of stablecoins onto exchanges.
Does that mean people are about to buy other cryptocurrencies?
Could be. Like they're loading up on ammo ready to buy when the time is right.
Oh, interesting. So it's the potential sign of buying pressure.
Exactly. But if stablecoins are flowing OUT of exchanges.
Ah, then maybe people are taking profits or getting a little scared of the market.
Yeah, potentially. So by watching these stablecoin flows, we can get a sense of the risk appetite and overall sentiment in DeFi.
It's like watching the fuel gauge for the whole crypto market.
Yeah, you're getting it.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about a metric that's kind of like the P-E ratio for crypto.
Oh, P-E ratio. Now we're talking Wall Street.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's borrowed from traditional finance.
Okay, what is it?
The network value to transactions ratio, or NVT.
NVT. Yeah.
It basically helps us see if a crypto is overvalued or undervalued.
Based on its actual usage.
Exactly. It compares the market cap to the transaction volume.
So a high NVT ratio means the price might be too high compared to the actual activity on the network.
Exactly. Maybe the hype is outweighing the real-world adoption.
And a low NVT ratio could mean it's undervalued, potentially a good buying opportunity.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between fundamentals and price.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we got stablecoin flows showing us buying power, and the NV2 ratio helping us spot overvalued or undervalued assets.
Yep.
What else can we use to get an edge in this on-chain game?
Let's talk about miner flows.
Miner flows. Okay, miners are the ones who like solve those complex math problems to secure the blockchain, right?
Exactly. They're crucial for proof-of-work blockchains like Bitcoin.
Right, and they get rewarded with new coins.
Exactly. And we can actually track how they're selling those coins.
Ah, so if they're selling a LOT, that could push the price down.
Yeah, it's like a sudden increase in supply hitting the market.
But if they're holding onto their coins,
that could be a bullish sign they're confident in the future price.
So we can watch what the miners are doing and get clues about where the market might be headed.
Exactly. It's fascinating stuff.
It really is. Okay, what else?
Let's zoom out a bit and look at the overall health and security of the network.
Okay.
With a metric called hash rate.
Hash rate. That sounds technical.
It basically measures the total computing power dedicated to securing the blockchain.
Okay.
A higher hash rate means more miners are participating.
So the network is more secure, harder to attack.
Exactly. It's a good sign when the hash rate is going up.
But if it's declining, that could mean trouble.
Yeah, it could mean miners are losing interest or the network is becoming more vulnerable.
Got it. So hash rate is like a measure of the blockchain's immune system.
Yeah, I like that analogy. Now, if you're ready to go deep, deep down the rabbit hole.
Oh, I'm always ready for the rabbit hole.
There's the world of derivatives metrics.
Derivatives. Okay, now we're talking Wall Street level stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, options, futures, all that.
I never thought we could use on-chain data to analyze derivatives.
Oh, we can.
Wow.
We can track things like open interest, which measures the total number of outstanding contracts in a derivatives market.
So if there's a lot of open interest in Bitcoin futures, does that mean people are betting big on Bitcoin's price?
Exactly. Could be a sign of increased volatility coming.
It's like watching the betting odds at a horse race.
Yeah. And this is just the tip of the iceberg with derivatives metrics.
Okay, so we've got stablecoin flows showing us buying power, the NVT ratio helping us value assets, miner flows giving us clues about market direction, hash rate showing network security, and even derivatives metrics.
There's a lot of information we can get from on-chain analysis.
It's almost overwhelming. Where should someone even start?
That's a good point. You don't need to track everything at once.
Right.
The key is to focus on what's relevant to your own interests and goals.
So if I'm mostly interested in Bitcoin, I might prioritize metrics like exchange flows and miner flows.
Exactly. And if you're more into DeFi, maybe focus on stablecoin flows and NVT.
It's like picking the right tools for the job.
You got it. And remember, it's not just about looking at individual data points.
Right. We need to see the bigger picture.
Exactly. Look for patterns, connections between different metrics.
It's like putting a puzzle together.
Precisely. And that brings us to something really important.
Oh, what's that?
the potential pitfalls of on-chain analysis.
Uh-oh, I knew there had to be some.
On-chain data is powerful, but it's not a crystal ball.
So it's not going to make me rich overnight.
I wish it were that easy.
Yeah, okay, so what are some of the mistakes people make when they're using on-chain data?
Well, we'll dive into all of those pitfalls in the next part of this episode.
Okay, I can't wait to hear about those on-chain traps.
It's going to be good.
Okay, we're back and ready to wrap up our on-chain analysis deep dive.
Yeah.
We've covered so much, from the basic on-chain metrics to those advanced concepts like HODL waves and even derivatives.
It's a lot.
It is, but I'm really curious about those pitfalls you mentioned.
Right.
I want to make sure I'm using this on-chain data the right way. You know?
And absolutely, that's important.
Not just jumping to conclusions or getting misled by something.
Yeah, on-chain data is powerful, but like any tool,
yeah,
it can be misused.
Okay, so let's talk about those traps.
Okay.
What are some of the biggest mistakes people make with on-chain analysis?
Well, one common pitfall is getting too focused on the on-chain data,
yeah,
and forgetting about the bigger picture.
The bigger picture? What do you mean?
The crypto market is influenced by all sorts of things.
Yeah, of course.
News events, regulations, even social media trends.
Right, right.
So even if you see a bullish on-chain signal,
mm-hmm,
it's important to check if there are any external factors that might contradict that signal.
So we can't just analyze the blockchain in a vacuum.
Exactly. It's like trying to predict the weather by only looking at the temperature. You got to consider wind speed, humidity, the whole picture.
Got it. So be mindful of those outside forces, even if the on-chain data looks good.
Right. Another common mistake,
okay,
is misinterpreting the data.
How so?
Sometimes people don't fully understand the underlying technology,
yeah,
or the specific metric they're looking at.
Right. Each metric probably has its own quirks.
Exactly. You got to do your research, understand how it's calculated, what it really means.
So it's not enough to just glance at a chart and think you know what's going on.
Nope. You got to dig deeper.
Okay. What else?
Well, be wary of potential data manipulation.
Data manipulation.
Especially on blockchains that are newer or less regulated.
Okay, so always be critical of the data source, basically.
Exactly. Think of it like any other information you come across.
Yeah.
You gotta evaluate the source, check for biases, make sure it's reliable.
Good point. So critical thinking is key here.
Absolutely. And don't overreact to short-term fluctuations.
Yeah, the crypto market is super volatile.
It is. Those on-chain metrics can swing wildly from day to day.
Right. So don't panic and make a rash decision just because one metric spikes or dips.
Exactly. Look for sustained trends, patterns that play out over time.
It's like the stock market ticker. You can't freak out over every little blip.
Nope. Focus on the long-term view.
Okay. So on-chain analysis is a powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the only A tool.
Right.
We still need good risk management, diversification, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Don't go all in on something just because of a few bullish on-chain signals.
All right. Got to do your own research, spread your risk, be smart about it.
Exactly. On-chain data is a piece of the puzzle, but not the whole picture.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
I feel like we've unlocked a whole new way of looking at the crypto market.
You're starting to see the matrix, the code behind it all.
I love it. Any final thoughts for our listeners as they embark on their on-chain adventures?
Stay curious. The world of on-chain data is constantly evolving. Don't be afraid to experiment. Explore new metrics. Learn from the community.
So it's all about continuous learning, staying curious, embracing the challenge.
Exactly. On-chain data is more than just numbers. It's a glimpse into the heart of the crypto ecosystem.
Wow, I like that.
You see the stories, the trends, the forces that are shaping this incredible technology.
That's a beautiful way to put it. Thank you so much for guiding us through this deep dive.
My pleasure.
You've given us some powerful tools and a much deeper understanding of the crypto market.
Glad to hear it.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this on-chain adventure.
Yeah, keep exploring.
Keep exploring. And until next time,
yeah,
happy investing.